I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, a parent sends a child to college and that child never comes home. One mother struggled to make sense of the Virginia Tech shootings. But first, stories from some of this country's veterans who have no place to call home. Earlier, we told you about a report released last week by the National Alliance to End Homelessness that says that veterans make up 1 in 4 homeless people in the U.S. on any given day. Who are some of these people and what are their stories? Tell Me More sent teams of producers onto the streets of Washington, D.C., and here is some of what we heard.
My name is Chuck Ebner. I served in Vietnam. I graduated from high school in 1969, went to Woodstock, and when Nixon invaded Cambodia, and they lost my student deferment and was immediately classified as 1A, and off I went, reluctantly. Very reluctantly, because I did not believe in the war, still don't, and Iraq is the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Actually, I'm not homeless now. I live in Maryland, but I have been homeless right here in D.C. for 5-6 years. It's horrible. It's pathetic. It's heartbreaking. It's extremely sad, depressing. And fortunately, I was able to bring myself up instead of like sinking into alcohol and drugs, which a lot of homeless people do, because why not? I wish that we would never have to have another veteran. I wish that we could have just peacekeeping military. I wish the world could all pull together and do that. Love. There ain't no time to hate, said the Grateful Dead.
My name is Joe Williams. I was in the Army for approximately almost 16 years. I was in Germany. When I came back to the stateside, I had heard Vietnam veterans that they weren't treated very kindly. I experienced those same things. I didn't think that I would, because I was thinking the Vietnam era was over. I guess you could say that military in me kind of came out, you motivate yourself, and the military kind of instills that in you, and so I have to push on even when the situations aren't good. I came to D.C. from Atlanta. I was in Atlanta, and I got employment at the time, but downsizing, things like that. Got caught in that rift and wind up being laid off and things like that. It didn't take very long for me to exhaust all my finances just to eventually wind up losing your position. But it takes an awfully hard time to get those things back or regain those things back. And that's what I'm in the process of trying to do. Well, Veteran Day is, to me, a very important day for veterans. It is an honor to serve in the military. And in the homeless community, you got a lot of undercover veterans in here. And that means, what I mean by that is a lot of them don't really let you know that they're veterans until, they absolutely have to or whatever. So sometimes you really don't know who's a vet and who's not. If I'm going through the same thing you're going through, in a combat situation, we've got to, as they say, watch each other's back. So the same thing still applies here, in that we still have a responsibility to each other.
My name is John B. King, Jr. I was with the 2nd MP Detachment, Korea. This was Army. I went in 22 September 1967, criminal investigations. I worked in a place called K-6, Camp Humphreys. I was an operations clerk there. Thank God I never did get to see combat up on the DMZ. There wasn't anything going on in Korea in 68. After I got out of the service, I drew a little bit of unemployment, and I went to work for the sanitation department. I got 35 years of government service, including my military time. Okay, now, something happened in my life. I met up with a lady. We've been together 27 years. While I was at work, she was doing things out of the house that wasn't right. So when I came home one day, I walked into an apartment full of police. This is why I'm in the street today. When you're in the street, Nobody honors you. Just spit on you. Maybe over in Georgetown somewhere they'll honor the white veterans. But not up here. You can ask anybody that.
What does veterans day mean to you now, now that you're in your current situation?
What does it mean to me? I can answer this truthfully. I don't want to sit down and cry. That's not the way I was brought up, but that's what else can I do?
Keith Michael Robinson. I was enlisted in the Navy in 1973. I dropped out of Bowie State College. I stayed in the Navy 12 years. When I first went to sea, I was a young man, about 18 years old, and I saw a lot of devastating things at sea. I've been told I should see doctors at the VA hospital about post-traumatic stress disorder, but I had a tendency to bury those type of things. But overall, it provided for me a way to support my family. One regret I do have is it destroyed my marriage, the separation. I found myself in this current situation being homeless because of my inability to grasp responsibilities. I had a problem with substance abuse. Being a proud man that I was, I never wanted to ask for any type of help. To me, Veterans Day is not just a day off of work for me, because I've been in a war zone, and I don't take my freedoms lightly. And it really makes me mad sometimes when I hear people complain about the freedoms we have and don't take into consideration the sacrifices people have had to make so that we can have these freedoms.
My name is Ronald Brisbane. I'm a United States Army veteran from Fort Meade. I was in the first Persian Gulf War. Yes, I was in combat in Persian Gulf. With Desert Storm, I was in Kuwait City. I did 6 months there. First, I had a home, and I had a job. And then all of a sudden, I had a heart attack. Stayed in the hospital 2 weeks. I lost all my medical benefits because my job couldn't hold my job no longer. And by having a heart attack, he said I couldn't lift nothing heavy. And I was about to be a crane operator. You got to pick up something. I'm not 19 anymore. I can't make it like I used to. One, I'm proud to be a veteran. It's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. So I did that part. Now I'm trying to come back and get the other part. I know it's money there for us. It's somebody I need to talk to, but I don't know who I need to talk to. So I'm trying to follow all the protocol to find out what they have for me. So I'm not sure yet, but I'm not going to give up till the last breath is gone.
Ronald Brisbane, U.S. Army, is a veteran of the Persian Gulf War. Keith Michael Robinson served in the Navy for 12 years. John B. King, Jr. served in Korea. Joe Williams served 16 years in the Army. Chuck Ebner is a veteran of Vietnam, and we thank them all for their service.